Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about the state budget. The State House this week passed a budget bill. Probably not the final product here. What's the latest news?
Well, the House of Representatives is back in session this week, and this was largely a procedural vote. The House did advance a budget bill to the Senate. It was largely the governor's budget proposal, a $53.3 billion state budget spending plan for the 26-27 fiscal year. Moving this bill from the House to the Senate really sets the stage for real substantive budget negotiations. Unfortunately, this is a budget bill that I believe is fiscally irresponsible and unaffordable. As the governor proposed it back in February, it represents nearly a $3 billion increase in spending over the current fiscal year. This particular proposal is $53.3 billion, and the current state revenues are projected to be $48.95 billion. So it doesn't take a mathematician to realize that this particular plan would spend way more money than what the state is bringing in, and that sets us up for problems down the road. It actually sets up the state for a substantial tax increase in future years, and that is very concerning to me. I certainly look forward to the opportunity to vote on a negotiated plan that funds the core functions of government, but I think the top priority has to be respecting the taxpayers that foot the bill.
Speaking of respecting the taxpayers, data centers have been a big topic of discussion in Harrisburg, and I understand that there are some who would like to put a one-size-fits-all plan across the state, and you oppose that. Talk to us about this.
Well, as chair of the House Energy Committee, I've had the opportunity to work on a number of pieces of legislation, and several of them have dealt with data centers because that seems to be the hot topic. Data centers are here in the Commonwealth, and more data centers are coming to the Commonwealth. This week, the House considered House Bill 2151, which would require the state's local government commission to develop a model zoning ordinance for data centers. My question about this and my concern is who's developing this model ordinance and where are they receiving input and what is written into the model ordinance? Unfortunately, people in Harrisburg often think they know best when it comes to siting and regulatory issues. My main concern is a one-size-fits-all model ordinance might work in one part of the state and not work in another. And I said on the House floor in opposition to this bill that I believe that local control is very important. Local officials know their communities best. And I think that we have to be very careful with a situation like this in a state that is as diverse as ours. We need to make sure that we protect local control because that local input is vitally important in these discussions.
The next thing we'd like to discuss, Representative, is a grant coming your way. It's headed for your district. Who is going to benefit from this, and where is the grant coming from?
Well, the Pennsylvania Infrastructure Investment Authority, known as PennVest, met this week and approved Austin Borough's application for financing of a construction wastewater project to decommission existing pump stations and to construct approximately 1,400 feet of new gravity sewer line, including new laterals, cleanouts, related equipment. This new system would be entirely gravity fed, eliminating the need for grinder pumps. And the funding approved by PennVest includes a grant of just over $143,000 and a low-interest loan of $430,000. So a very important project. Supporting water and wastewater projects in our communities are very important, and I was certainly happy to support this much-needed infrastructure project.
And finally, Representative, we're talking about National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. What is this really about?
Well, this week is National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week, and our 911 telecommunicators are certainly the first line for folks calling for help. I want to commend all of our telecommunicators for their service, for their commitment, and for the support they provide in our community. They are truly our first responders.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.